With us now, Dave Thomas of the National Weather Service office in Buffalo. All right, Dave, it looks like we've got some snow coming into the city of Buffalo. Timing is everything. When can we expect some of that snow to hit today?
Yes, we're watching snow across the southern tier, expand northward across the west, the rest of western New York. And looking at the snow coming into Buffalo here between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning. And we'll have a brief period of snow accumulating several inches before it changes over to sleet and freezing rain and eventually plain rain.
Several inches of snow. How quickly is that snow going to fall? What kind of duration are we looking at?
We're looking at the snow that falls through the morning hours. And about midday, the warm air will eventually change the snow over to a wintry mix. And much of the afternoon will be plain rain across Buffalo and especially areas to the south.
So for now, at least, it looks like when it comes to the afternoon commute, the freezing rain, that wintry mix, should be behind us?
Yes, by the afternoon, we should be warmed enough that it will just be a plain rain falling, and the freezing rain threat will be off to the east and over towards, might have a little freezing rain lingering across like Niagara and Orleans County, but the bulk of western New York will be just plain rain.
Okay, so that's, I guess, somewhat welcome news in that regard. If I'm not mistaken, though, moving beyond even today's winter weather advisory, it sounds like we've got some strong winds moving into the area as well.
We do. We're going to have a cold front across the area tonight. It's going to bring a little bit more additional snow, but the bigger story is going to be the increase in winds, looking for wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour along the lakeshore line and across the lake plain for late tonight and through the daytime on Wednesday.
Of course, that always draws concerns for sure. Dave, we've had a bit of a roller coaster. I guess we could probably say that about the weather in the wintertime here in western New York almost every year. But this year is particularly strange. We've seen a very snowy January. Things warmed up here a little bit in early February. But moving forward, what do you see for our extended forecast? Do we see more winter blasts coming into western New York, or are we going to get some calmer weather coming up here?
We're going to keep that trend of storm systems rolling across the area here every 3 to 4 days. We're looking at another system coming here late this week and into the weekend that could bring snow and rain to the area and maybe a little bit of wind as well. And the outlook for the rest of the month looks like it could be near normal or below normal temperatures. So the active winter track will be continuing here for the rest of the month.
And then, Dave, just to kind of reverse gears to a certain extent, but back to this morning's commute. Can you kind of give us a description of what we should expect when we get ready to drive into work this morning?
Yes, the morning commute, we're looking for snow to spread across the metro area of Buffalo here between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and that will be slickening the roads, and the commute will become a little bit more difficult with the slippery road conditions.
Dave Thomas, always appreciate your time. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.